big media news in Milwaukee this week. Journal Communications intends to merge with the E.W. Scripps Company of Cincinnati. Scripps will take over both companies' broadcast outlets, while the Journal will head all newspaper operations the two firms own. John Pauley says he was stunned by the announcement. He's chair of Marquette University's Department of Journalism and Media Studies. He says he hopes the Journal can maintain high standards at the newspapers it will oversee.
A couple of people have noted, and I think it is a good sign, that the headquarters is going to be here and seems symbolically to give a sense that the Milwaukee interests are going to drive what this is about. It seems like it makes sense from a corporate or business perspective. There's been a lot of media mixing and matching in the last couple of years, and so at some level it's not surprising that Scripps and the Journal would agree to do something similar to what some other media organizations have been doing.
Why does this seem to be the trend lately?
Well, these are all publicly traded corporations. They're all looking for shareholder value, and I think it reflects in part the changes in the way that media are organized. It's just all part of the digital revolution and trying to reorganize the business model in line with where organizations see the possibilities for profit. It sounded a little bit that part of the driver was Scripps creating a broadcast network, especially going into the political season with all of the advertising that's coming to broadcasters now through political ads.
You said it's hard to tell what the end result will be, but what are some possibilities for media consumers in the Milwaukee market?
The media consumers in Milwaukee may or may not see much change right away. One of the biggest changes is going to be how the Journal Sentinel thinks of itself, because it's traditionally prided itself on being a local news organization on different platforms, and that's been a strong part of its identity. It's a different matter to be a paper within a larger chain, because then there's different shareholder expectations, corporate expectations that come even when you're the lead paper. A number of years ago when I lived in St. Louis, the St. Louis Post-Dispatch got sold to Lee Newspapers, and that hasn't been good for the Post-Dispatch.
What did you experience in St. Louis?
Well, the St. Louis Post-Dispatch for many years had been considered one of the top 10 or 12 papers in the U.S., and I don't think that it is that anymore, even though they continued for a while, at least after the transition, to have some very strong talent on the paper. I don't think that this Journal Sentinel is going to go in that direction, because this is a different arrangement. The Journal Sentinel is supposed to be the lead player, and so it'll be interesting to see if the new corporate organization, this new chain of newspapers, allows the Journal Sentinel to take the lead with some of the work that it's been trying to do here and bring that to its other papers and taking the lead in quality journalism.
What do you know, or what have you learned about Scripps and what models it's been enacting?
Yeah, if you just look at the list of papers that are in this new newspaper group, the Journal Sentinel is clearly better than any of them, and they're mostly smaller market papers. There is a kind of comfiness in the way that those newspaper chains do their work, and my hope is that the Journal doesn't slide into that comfiness in the sense that it's not just a something that provides advertising services to the local community and a minimum of adequate journalism. I think the Journal Sentinel has for a long time had higher expectations of itself, and I hope they find a way to continue to support that.